I can't make this stuff up.
Exactly.
Low, so low. It can go any lower.
Rockin' 101. Yeah, we thought he'd be better at this. The Johnny Rock Show.
810, The Johnny Rock Show. It's a Friday. I know what you're thinking. What am I going to barbecue this weekend? Well, we have the expert to answer all your barbecue questions. Celebrity chef Michael Simon. Welcome to The Johnny Rock Show. How are you, sir?
I am doing fantastic, and I love the little opening. I love a little ripping guitar to get things going in the morning.
There you go. Nothing like the Beastie Boys to get you cooking on a Friday. Literally, cooking on a Friday. Well, I wanted to get you on here. You've got the new show Barbecue USA on Food Network. What time? 8 Central. Perfect. Monday night. Now I profess to be an okay barbecuer, but nothing like you. What goes into making an amazing barbecuer?
It's like anything. You start with a great product, and then you go through the process. So, I mean, I think, to me, barbecue is the technique of cooking over live fire and smoke. Sometimes a brisket could take 12, 16 hours. So you're in for a commitment. You know, ribs you could get done in a couple hours on a smoker. So it's patience, time, and, I mean, I love barbecue because people go, 12 hours for a brisket. That's just 12 hours of having some beers with your buddies.
Right.
You think about it the right way.
Sure, sure. I assume you're a purist. You're probably not big on the fake flames, or you like coals, or no?
Yeah, I'm live fire. I grew up around barbecue. My grandfather, my parents, you know, loved the art of it. So I'm a lump charcoal or hardwood type of guy.
We're talking with celebrity chef Michael Simon. Barbecue USA on Food Network Monday night. Yeah, I have to admit, I actually have a propane Weber. They're not paying me to do a commercial, but I have it because I'm not that good with coal. I try coals and real flame, and I wind up always burning things. What am I doing wrong?
I could teach you. Basically, you want to you set one side up with coals, the other side with nothing. So that way you could get them going on the coals, get the char, get the flavor, then move them over and put a lid down to finish. So you get your sear on the coals and the flavor, then you move them to the side without the coals, you drop the lid, and then, you know, basically your grill turns into an oven or a smoker, and you could cook anything you want in it. I cook, when I'm not doing, long barbecue, I cook everything on a Potbelly Weber.
Wow, okay. Well, you know, I spent some money on this device that you, how should I explain it? You put the skewer into the hamburger, and then you can go on your phone, and basically it tells you when it's done. And it took all the fun away.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just being smart. I mean, that's okay. You know, look, you use those little thermometers, especially for long cooks. Like a burger, I think, get the feel for it. But, if you're doing a long cook like a brisket, to throw a thermometer in there and be able to, do other things while you're keeping an eye on it on your phone, especially people who are starting out in the barbecue world, I think it's a very good tool to have. I mean, the people that we're doing barbecue with on Barbecue USA that are on the competition circuit, some will use thermometers, but a lot of it are doing it by feel. They've been cooking barbecue, they're third, fourth generation pitmasters. So a lot of them it's about feel, and that's kind of the beauty of the show is you pull back the curtain and you get to see legendary pitmasters competing head-to-head in these competitions throughout the country for prize money and all those great things. But you really get to see some of the behind-the-scenes look or techniques and seasonings and things like that that maybe they didn't show you before.
What's your feeling on pizza on the grill? I'll tell you, I tried it. And again, a propane grill, it probably cost me $20 in propane to cook this pizza, and it didn't taste any different. But that's me.
I mean, when you're cooking on gas or propane, it's not going to taste any different than cooking it in an oven. You know, if you did it on a wood-fired grill or a charcoal grill, you would get the flavor of the smoke in there also. But, you know, propane or gas, you're basically turning your grill into an oven. And there's nothing wrong with that either. If you want, you know, you want to be outside and cooking, you could be outside. Like, the joy of it, I guess, is that being outside, not that the flavor profile is going to change.
Well, see, that's why you're the king, the pit master, if you will, and I'm just the apprentice. Barbecue USA on Food Network.
But I would be terrible on the radio. So, like, I couldn't do a daily radio show. So we all have our skills.
Well, let's not get carried away. I'm pretty bad. But thank you. Barbecue USA on the Food Network. Mondays at 8 Central Time. Wow. Celebrity chef Michael Simon. Come on back anytime. I love talking barbecue with you, okay?
You got it. Great talking to you.